Framing the Light, Quaker Meeting Houses as Space and Spirit. This is Jean Schnell. When I first became interested in photography in 2005, I took a class in composition. As part of an assignment, I began to photograph the Quaker meeting that I attend. When I shared the pictures with members of my meeting, I had my first direct personal experience of photographs touching a viewer and making them feel something. They illustrated universal feelings shared by others at my meeting, and the response to them was very gratifying. When I showed those photographs to my mentor, she said, "These photos do not show enough of old to show Quaker meeting. You have more work to do here." As I thought about old, I realized that the words I choose to describe my Quaker experience are light, simple, centered, peaceful, and quiet. Maybe old too, but old is not essential to my experience. I began to methodically photograph New England meeting houses in 2014. To date, I have photographed in 23 meeting houses in Massachusetts. Old meeting houses, newer meeting houses, condo-style meeting houses. Some are still in use while others are preserved as museums. All have been interesting. It has become so much more than a photographic project for my mentorship program. It is a true calling and a labor of love. It has been a wow type of personal journey. I had a lot of fun photographing this artistic journey. I learned how to shape a collection of photographs in both style and subject, as well as how to sift through a large number of photographs to pick a relative few. I learned many technical skills with the camera in order to get the pictures that I wanted. And after all of that, I learned some more. In order to write about my experiences, I needed to relearn a lot of Quaker history, as well as discover facts related to meeting house locales. I needed to understand more about Quaker beliefs and practices in order to explain them to others. I re-examined my own relationship to my Quaker faith and practice. I came to a deeper appreciation of the fact that this religious practice, which is oftentimes rooted in very old meeting houses, is still alive and vibrant. The buildings tell stories of both past and present meeting communities that have worshipped in them. I found some worship communities that were struggling with small numbers of attenders or with the burdens of preserving very old buildings, but I also found lots of evidence of thriving, active, and growing meeting communities. In the end, I realized the meeting houses are just buildings. The buildings can be centuries old, newer suburban houses that have been transformed into meeting houses, or just rooms in residences. They can be owned or rented spaces. They can be historically interesting, special to the occupants, beautiful or ugly, well-preserved or not. For Quakers, the building itself is not considered to be a sacred edifice. It is what takes place inside the buildings that is sacred. The collective, spiritual, seeking experience makes Quaker meetings unique. A meeting for worship is born in light, centered in quiet and peace. It is the simple act of expectant waiting. Light, simple, centered, peaceful, and quiet. I hope my photographs reflect this essence. I am a lifelong Quaker with roots in Valley Meeting in Wayne, Pennsylvania. I am now a member of Framingham Friends Meeting in Massachusetts. I am a retired nurse and health coach. I love the contemplative process of viewing the world through a camera with delight, awe, and joy. All of my photographs of meeting houses can be found on my website at jeanschnell.com.
The piece you just heard was produced by Friends Journal. Friends Journal's mission is to communicate Quaker experience in order to connect and deepen spiritual lives. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate us on iTunes and consider becoming a member at friendsjournal.org/grow. Thanks for your support.